Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am always thankful when I get a chance to talk to Tim Anderson, the attorney down at Virginia Beach, who I feel like I'm a broken record, but God, there are only a few people in the whole state of Virginia that I can point to who have seen what's happened in the last few months and have been bold enough to step out of their comfort zone, risk their business, risk their reputation. I hesitate to say this, but I think it's probably true. Risk their own personal safety and the safety of their family and say, no, I'm going to challenge Democrat legislators. And they do not run the state without being challenged in court. And Tim Anderson is doing that again. Tim, I'm glad to have you here today. What is this Senate bill? It's 5043. Do I have the number right? What does this do?
Yeah, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah.
So 5043, this is a automatic expungement bill. Basically, what the Democrats are proposing is that people charged with certain crimes, after they're convicted of those crimes, have their records essentially sealed and expunged after 8 years of being on good behavior. And this essentially turns a convicted felon into a non-convicted felon after an eight-year good behavior process. It's a pardon. It's a judicial pardon, essentially. Mm-hmm. And, they came up with 70 different crimes, drug crimes and property crimes, and starting forest fires and some family abuse crimes, all this stuff, felonies, misdemeanors, all that. But they also added in the old damaging a monument crime. Which just so happens to be what Senator Lucas is charged with violating in Portsmouth.
And this is the senator that's suing you for $20 million or something crazy like that.
Yeah, that's right. She's suing me for defamation for saying she committed a crime when she was out there at that monument situation. She sued me for $20 million. Of course, she has been charged with the crime, so we're not really that worried about this one. But, it is what it is. But, to make matters worse, she's the co-patron of the bill. And so, she's, who's facing criminal charges, she is involved in passing a law that even if she loses, she still protects her, her legacy and criminal record by building in this automatic expungement situation. And it's crazy. I mean, it's
now, does that violate a law for her to be actively pushing or sponsoring and pushing a bill that, if it passes, will benefit her? It seems like that's minimally unethical.
I think that, when we're talking about, recusing and not being a part of something, these are rules that the Senate has to deal with. And, generally the Senate controls its members, right? Mm-hmm. And if the Senate does something wrong, they sanction, censure, do whatever. But are they going to censure and sanction Luis Lucas? No. They haven't done it yet.
A lot of them were wearing buttons that said they supported her once she got charged with the crime. I mean, it was kind of shocking. They don't seem to care that she allegedly was involved, and we've watched the tape, so you can make your own judgment, involved in the desecration, vandalism, destruction of the monument down in her hometown.
Yeah, nobody is saying that she didn't do something wrong now. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying what she did was good trouble. And
Interesting? That's the phrase now, this John Lewis thing, good trouble, which is basically a wink and a nod. If you feel self-righteous enough, just like that's what I was talking about before you came on, if you think you're right, then it's okay for you to break the law and cause trouble. That's good trouble. Be careful, guys, because once you open up that door, there are a lot of us who might decide, you know what, 10 years ago, I might not have behaved this way. But now, since good trouble is the new standard instead of the law, there could be all types of bad trouble for other people.
And, you know, I read a very interesting article on a social media site yesterday, and it said this. He said, what if a bunch of white supremacists walked up and they, you know, vandalized and destroyed a Martin Luther King monument,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
The precedent is that we can do that now, right? And even, you know, they're diluting and watering down the penalties for destroying public property. And, you know, right now everybody's like, well, it's fine because it was a Confederate monument, but monuments are monuments. And, you know, when some hate group goes out and destroys a black monument and faces no consequence for it, the other side's going to be outraged.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
Is there to protect the unpopular, you know,
right,
it's not to protect everybody that everyone says, oh, we love you, you're fantastic. It's to protect people and places and institutions that maybe momentarily, maybe for a century, are unpopular with the public.
When Harry Reid eliminated the filibuster and, you know, started doing the letting judges be confirmed on a majority vote, you know, the Democrats regret that decision now, as we're going to watch, just Barrett become a justice on that same rule that Harry Reid changed. And the Democrats have to start learning that, you know, doing these things will come back and ultimately, you know, be something they're going to regret. And this is going to be just another moment.
Well, let me ask you, we're running out of time, but Senate Bill 5043, from a practical standpoint, take it out of the political world. If let's just use me as an example. If let's say I stole $1,000 from my employer, in 8 years, that would essentially be like defaulting on your credit card. You know, it's wiped off your credit report and no one would know. And then I wouldn't have to answer that question of whether I was convicted of felony theft.
That's right. Yeah, it would be expunged. You would no longer be a felon. And, you know, and it's automatic. And see, the problem with automatic everything is you're going to get people that shouldn't have that.
Yeah,
and
right.
So, you know, so I don't have any problem with giving a judge the authority on a case-by-case basis to decide if it's the right thing to do.
Right.
You know, some guy that stole $1,000 when he was 20 years old and he's 50 now and he hasn't had any problems with the law, sure, I would have no problem purging that guy's record.
Yeah.
But automatic, you know, 100%, no questions asked, it's a bad thing. And, you know, you get bad results. That's what happened when McAuliffe tried to restore everybody's voting rights and everybody was out there, you know, and he was restoring convicted pedophiles and convicted rapists, you know, just because it was automatic, everybody got their rights back. And some people were in prison at the time. It's a bad deal to do it that way.
Yeah, it's not sound public policy. So this is criminal records, too. I used a financial crime, but what if I were to, you know, have a couple of weekends where I was drinking too much and just beat the heck out of people in a bar? Does it cross into that kind of assault and battery?
It doesn't give assault and battery. It does give trespass. It does give threatening violence to a family member, which that's very dangerous, as obviously.
Domestic
abuse. You got to see patterns coming. Mm-hmm. And judges can never know that the guy did it before. He's going to look at a guy as a first offender and probably be lenient.
Oh, so that's the other thing here. The judge who would see this person, not just an employer or, you know, somebody who ran a background check on you to see if you could join the country club, it would be the judge judging you.
Yeah.
If you came back with a similar crime, they wouldn't have any way to know?
That's right. It's expunged.
Total expungement. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're bringing this stuff to our attention. And I wonder how much stuff you don't even catch is sliding by us that's going to be a real problem going forward. We got to pay attention to this. Tim Anderson, you're one of the few people doing it, the attorney down in Virginia Beach. You're welcome on the radio here in Richmond anytime. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.